This is 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Well, the regular season is over, and the New England Patriots are getting ready for the playoffs. The season ended with the Patriots' second straight loss. They fell to the Dolphins 20-10 in Miami yesterday. Still, the Patriots are the number two seed in the AFC playoffs, and they won't have to play in the first round next weekend. Safety Devin McCourty says that should be the team's focus.
You know, I think every year you got to hit the reset button once the postseason starts. And I think right now we definitely got to hit the reset button and get ready to go. There's no more tomorrow. There's no more next game. So we got to amp it up and be ready to go.
Joining us, as he does every Monday, is ESPN.com football writer Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Deborah.
Okay, so the Patriots are the number two seed, but did they look like a playoff team yesterday?
They really didn't, Deborah, and start with just the effort. It was a very unpatriot-like effort. They didn't have a lot of pop in their performance on offense. Tom Brady was almost treated like a human pinata. They had trouble protecting him. He took a lot of hits. And on defense, they gave up 10 plays of 18 yards or more. And to put that in context, the Patriots themselves had just two of those types of plays, 18 yards or more in the game. So not a very Patriot-type performance from them.
Speaking of Brady, it almost looked as if he was limping out of that press conference yesterday and holding onto the wall as he was leaving. Are those serious injuries, something to be concerned about?
Well, that is the one injury that is to be concerned about for the Patriots coming out of this game. Tom Brady took a very hard hit early in the second quarter from one of the Miami Dolphins' best players, Ndamukong Suh, and Tom Brady limped over to the sideline after taking that hit, had to have his ankle retaped, and I asked him after the game how he was feeling, and he acknowledged that he was pretty sore but felt that he would be all right going forward.
So do you think that yesterday the Patriots' priority was winning, or was it just avoiding any more injuries?
Well, it's a good question because their approach was very different from what many expected. In the first half of the game, they had 21 running plays and just 5 passing plays. So a lot of people asked the question, were you really trying to win the game? Was this an all-out effort? And Tom Brady actually answered that question and said, absolutely, we were trying to win. They were just trying to win maybe differently than what they normally do by running the ball. And that's because I think they were concerned with protecting Tom Brady from taking all those hits. But they were trying to win, but at the same time, they were managing the health of some of their key players. They left 6, you know, pretty important players back home who weren't yet ready to play because of injuries. Those players are expected back for the playoffs.
So this week off is very valuable for the Patriots.
Well, it is, you know, and it's one less game and one less week to have wear and tear on your bodies. And one of the points that's important to make for the Patriots is every NFL team gets a bye week where they don't play a game during the regular season. And for the Patriots, their bye week actually came all the way back in week 4 of the regular season, the earliest possible time you could have a bye week. So they really needed another bye if they're going to make a run to the Super Bowl in early February in Santa Clara.
Now, the Patriots will face the highest remaining seed out of the Bengals, the Texans, or the Chiefs. Is there any of those you think they would most like to play or that they'd like to avoid?
Yeah, probably the Houston Texans they'd like to play, and that's because we saw what they could do against them just most recently on December 13th when they went down to Houston in a Sunday night game and really took care of business in a 27-6 victory. They haven't played the Bengals or Chiefs this year up to this point. So I'd say Houston's the one team they'd want to play. And the one team they'd want to avoid, I'd say, in the next round would probably be the Chiefs because they've won 10 games in a row and they seem to have a lot of good things going for themselves right now.
All right. Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN.com. Mike, thanks again for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Deborah.